Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Funding Secrets Transform Entrepreneur Dreams. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Most entrepreneurs think they need $100,000 to start their business, but 73% of successful startups began with less than $5,000. The question isn't how much money you need, it's how creatively you can use what you have. Today, I want to share 3 funding strategies that actually work, not because they're trendy, but because they're rooted in human behavior and market reality. First, let's talk about bootstrapping through pre-sales. Think about it this way. Why would you build something nobody wants? The smartest entrepreneurs sell before they build. They collect customer payments upfront through pre-orders or deposits, then use that cash to fund initial production. This isn't just about money, it's about validation. When someone pays you before you deliver, they're telling you something powerful about your idea's worth. Second, leverage other people's resources. This is where entrepreneurs get creative. Partner with suppliers who offer payment terms. Use shared workspaces instead of signing expensive leases. Borrow equipment, barter services, and tap into your network for temporary resources. The goal isn't ownership, it's access. You don't need to own everything to control your destiny. Third, adopt a revenue-based growth strategy. From day one, focus on generating income, even if it's small. Every dollar that comes in should go right back into the business. Scale gradually, using profits rather than seeking large investments. Build sustainable cash flow that funds your expansion. Consider Sarah Blakely's journey with Spanx. She started with just $5,000 in savings. She pre-sold to department stores before manufacturing a single product. She used manufacturer payment terms to avoid upfront production costs and reinvested every profit. No investors, no debt, just smart resource management that grew $5,000 into $1 billion. Here's your action step. Identify one product or service you can pre-sell this week. Start collecting customer payments before you spend money building. Remember, funding isn't about having money, it's about moving money. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.